Tokyo Story Series. The artist, Emily Allchurch.
I've been interested in Hiroshige for many years. With the 100 famous views of Edo, I love the fact that they were portraits in format rather than landscape. And immediately, I think they seem very intimate and they seem almost like a doorway or a window into his world. What I wanted to do was follow in his footsteps, to go back to Edo, well, to Tokyo, modern-day Tokyo, to see what was left of the city, which was his hometown. What is so remarkable about the 100 famous views of Edo is it was at such an interesting period in Japanese history, just at the threshold from turning from the traditional past to kind of starting the process of opening up to the rest of the world and outside influences. And you can see in Hiroshige's prints this grain on social customs. And I thought, well, we think about modern-day Tokyo and we think of it being totally a modern city, but also there is a deep respect for tradition, and perhaps there is the strain that you can see in Tokyo today. And I just kind of wanted to have a look and see what I found as a Western artist. What's lovely about the series is actually there's over 100 prints, Hiroshige's prints, and they're all marked on the map of Edo at a time. So you could go to any of those particular places and see the view from the city at that time. So I really love this idea of rediscovering a place from a contemporary perspective. How do I take all of this information I have? I took 6,000 pictures. How do I take all that and abstract it into just 10 images that can reveal my whole journey around the city? That's the challenge, in a way. You know, how can you get all of that condensed into just a few still images? But that's a challenge that I've realized that I really enjoy, you know, as an artist.
For Emily Allchurch's description of her process for making these photographs, press the green button. To hear the artist talk about Lotus Garden, press the red button. Press the yellow button for an in-depth look at Temple Garden.